Welcome to Base by Base, the papercast that brings genomics to you wherever you are. Today, we are diving deep into the microscopic world of gene regulation. We're focused on messenger RNA, the vital blueprints for proteins, and how cells decide when those blueprints have maybe outlived their usefulness. Specifically, we're doing a deep dive into N6-methyladenosine, or M6A.
Right, the most abundant internal modification on mRNA.
Exactly. And we're synthesizing research that reveals how placing this tiny chemical tag inside the protein instructions acts as a rapid, translation-dependent, self-destruct switch.
Our mission is to understand this switch, a pathway known as CMD, and really appreciate the incredible speed and precision it adds to cellular decision-making. Think about the pace of your body. When you encounter a sudden stressor, like, say, a drastic temperature change or maybe an infection, your cells can't wait hours to adjust their protein levels.
No way. They need a near instantaneous response.
We often focus on transcription being the on switch, but the off switch, mRNA degradation, that's just as crucial for survival and adaptation.
Absolutely critical. So how fast can a cell dismantle a protein blueprint once it's no longer needed?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you have a recipe, okay? And a single small chemically placed watermark in the middle of the actual cooking instructions signals that the whole document must be shredded immediately.
That actually happens in our cells.
Yeah. A modification placed right inside the coding sequence, the CDS, the actual sequence that dictates the protein structure, triggers a potent translation-dependent demolition sequence.
And that's CMD. CDS M6A decay.
Exactly. CMD.
And this isn't just, neat biology. This is the difference between a cell adapting instantly to a stress signal and, lagging behind. The speed and the exactitude provided by this mechanism forces us to completely rethink how we view RNA stability. It shows the cell isn't just deciding if an mRNA should degrade, but rather where that chemical tag sits dictates the incredible efficiency and velocity of that degradation.
So location is everything.
Pretty much. So if this CMD pathway is this critical and highly efficient demolition sequence for key genes, how could precisely targeting it, maybe bypassing the older, less efficient decay pathways, change our approach to treating complex adaptive diseases like cancer?
That is the big question.
Okay, let's unpack this mechanism base by base.
Before we fully dive into the molecular mechanics, it's only right we acknowledge the synthesis of this work.
Definitely. Today, we celebrate the work of Miona Odurovich, Peter Hochkraft, Yu Zhu, Sarah Halstein, Julian Koenig, and Kathy Zarnack and their teams. That's at the Institute of Molecular Biology, IMB Mainz, and the Theodor Bogovery Institute at the University of Würzburg.
Right.
Their comprehensive review has really fundamentally advanced our understanding of this epitranscriptomic regulation that controls gene expression and, RNA turnover.
Okay, so let's set the stage. RNA turnover, this constant cycle of making and breaking down these blueprints, it's the foundation of cellular flexibility, right?
Absolutely. Without this dynamic process, cells just lose their ability to adapt to changes in their environment. It's fundamental.
And M6A, N6-methyladenosine, we've known about it for a while as the most abundant internal mRNA modification. We knew it influences basic RNA processing, like splicing, but its role in determining stability has always been sort of central.
Mm-hmm.
This modification is usually placed on that DRACN consensus motif by the writer complex. That features the active enzyme METTL3, stabilized by METTL14.
But here's the crucial context shift we mentioned earlier. M6A sites, they're distributed across the entire mRNA in the untranslated regions, the UTRs, and in the CDS, the coding sequence. Historically, scientists focus really heavily on the UTRs.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the action was thought to be.
Exactly. But recent evidence has shown that the impact of the tag is highly context-dependent. The modifications sitting specifically within the coding sequence have emerged as signals far more potent for rapid degradation than those sitting elsewhere.
So the location literally determines the fate.
It really does.
So M6A isn't this single uniform stability mark. It's more like a versatile tool where the exact position defines its function. How did researchers manage to distinguish this specific potent CDS signal from all the other sort of background noise?
Yeah, that required a massive technological leap. For years, older methods gave us these transcriptome-wide maps. We knew where the M6A tags generally were, sort of like a blurry picture.
Right.
But to understand the CMD pathway, We needed single base precision and, maybe even more importantly, quantitative measures.
You're talking about M6A stoichiometry, right? That sounds complicated, but it's a simple, crucial idea.
Exactly. Stoichiometry just means figuring out the exact percentage of transcripts carrying that specific tag at that specific spot. Not just if it's there, but how often.
Okay.
We couldn't solve this puzzle with the older tools. Researchers had to turn to advanced sequencing methods like JLORI, ETAM, SEQ, and nanopore sequencing. These provided that necessary resolution. Knowing precisely how many blueprints carried the mark was the real game changer for establishing its potency.
And I wouldn't have guessed that the original nuclear processing, the splicing itself, actually dictates where this destruction signal ends up later.
That's the real twist in the methodology, isn't it? How the modification is even placed in the nucleus, linking its initial processing history to its later cytoplasmic fate. Three independent studies confirmed what we call the exclusion-based model.
Exclusion-based model, okay.
Think of the exon junction complex, the EJC. It's deposited onto the mRNA after splicing, like these giant sticky notes.
Okay, sticky notes, I like that.
These sticky notes are physically placed near where the splice sites were joined, and they act like a protective shield, physically restricting the M6A writer complex, MTTL314, from accessing and methylating those nearby areas.
Probably to block it.
They block it. This spatial restriction forces the M6A enrichment into specific open regions, the long internal exons, and crucially, near the stop codon.
So the EJC acts like a physical barrier, forcing the methylation mark away from the splice sites and concentrating it into the CDS. That's an amazing mechanism for spatial control.
It really is.
And this restriction is directly related to the newly identified CMD pathway, because researchers realized that degradation is entirely translation dependent.
Absolutely. That was key. The degradation mechanism only fires when the mRNA is actively being read by a ribosome. Its activity correlates directly with high translation efficiency.
So it has to be in use, so to speak.
Precisely. And structural studies, including some beautiful X-ray crystallography work, confirmed why this happens. When an M6A modified codon enters the ribosomal aminoacyl site, the A site, it impairs the decoding process. It causes the ribosome to pause or even stall.
Okay.
This stalling, triggered specifically by the modification in the CDS, is the critical initiation signal for the CMD self-destruct mechanism.
That makes the ribosome stalling event the trigger point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's break down the key findings then, the ones that truly highlight the importance of CMD over other stability mechanisms. Finding number one, CDS M6A sites are the really potent ones.
That's the core.
They promote degradation with significantly higher efficiency compared to M6A sites located in the untranslated regions, the UTRs. In experiments where they acutely depleted the M6A mark, only transcripts carrying the CDS mark were immediately destabilized or stabilized.
Immediately.
The UTR marked transcripts, they only responded upon prolonged M6A depletion. That really underscores the superior speed and potency of the CDS location as the immediate death signal.
Finding two delves into the molecular mechanism, showing that this ribosome collision idea is fine-tuned by tRNA modifications.
tRNA, okay.
We know M6A induces stalling and provokes collisions, but the decay itself is mediated by this kind of epitranscriptomic handshake involving tRNA.
Oi, tRNA. That's like changing the wrench based on the bolt size, right? How critical is that part? Is it a minor adjustment or a big deal?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. There is a complicated sounding tRNA modification, 5-methoxycarbonylmethyl-2-thioridine, or MCM5S2U.
Okay, MCM5S2U. Got it.
Normally, it acts like a traffic cop, basically ensuring the ribosome can glide smoothly over the M6A tag, enhancing the decoding process, making it efficient.
Right.
But when that specific tRNA modification is absent, the decoding ability is compromised. The M6A tag becomes this massive speed bump. This increases ribosome collisions and the associated decay markedly. So this axis means the lack of a tRNA modification turns the CDS M6A into an even more potent self-destruct trigger.
Wow. Okay, so the context even includes the status of the tRNA itself. Finding three then shows where the final demolition happens. CDS M6A specifically leads to much greater mRNA enrichment in processing bodies.
Right, P bodies.
These cytoplasmic granules, they're known as the cellular hubs for repression and degradation.
Hmm.
And the CMD target transcripts accumulate there almost as if they've been tagged and sent to this unique demolition queue.
Exactly.
Whereas targets of other M6A decay pathways don't specifically locate there in the same way. This localization seems unique to the translation coupled CMD pathway.
It seems to be a hallmark, yeah. And finally, finding four highlights, CMD's role as a really elegant mRNA quality control mechanism. This is beautifully exemplified by retrogenes.
Retrogenes. These are the intronless genes derived from spliced mRNAs, right?
Exactly. Remember how we talked about the EJC acting as a physical shield near splice sites?
Yeah, the sticky notes.
Well, since retrogenes lack introns, they also lack the EJC-mediated restriction. Without that protection, they exhibit elevated CDS M6A levels just across the board.
Ah, okay.
And as a result, they are rapidly degraded by CMD. This selective degradation actually stabilizes the original intron-containing parental mRNAs. It provides an essential evolutionary safeguard for the genome by basically policing these duplicated transcripts.
That's a really neat quality control check.
It is. The critical thing to grasp here is this fascinating bidirectional crosstalk between the nucleus and the cytoplasm. The deposition of M6A in the nucleus is influenced by transcription kinetics, meaning, for instance, slowed RNA polymerase second movement actually enhances M6A levels, and even by certain chromatin marks like methyl-14 recognizing H3K36MA3.
So what happens during transcription impacts the tag placement.
Exactly. This positions M6A as both a sensor and an effector of transcriptional stress, influencing the transcript's cytoplasmic fate even before it leaves the nucleus. Furthermore, CMD targets components of the M6A machinery itself, like the mRNAs for RBM15, METTL14, and YTHDC1, suggesting this intricate autoregulatory feedback loop that controls the level of the modification system itself.
Okay, a self-regulating system. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for therapeutic development, I think.
Mm-hmm.
CMD targets transcripts linked directly to serious diseases, including major cancer-related genes like EB300, ARID1A, and NOTATCH12. Because M6A drives rapid decay of these critical tumor suppressors in some contexts, the M6A writer complex component, MAPL3, has long been implicated as an oncogene in various tumors.
That link is strong.
And this link is already driving translational research.
Yeah.
Inhibition of MET-TL3 via small molecules is currently being developed as a therapeutic strategy.
Yeah.
There's actually a compound already undergoing phase 1 clinical trials for acute myeloid leukemia, AML.
Oh, NCT05584111, I believe. And this research shows that we can now potentially expand our therapeutic targets beyond just inhibiting the writer complex. The MCM5S2UM6A axis, the one that controls ribosome stalling and subsequent decay via tRNA modification status.
The speed bump control.
Exactly, the speed bump control. That provides another incredibly precise point for translation control. This is key in cancer, where this specific tRNA modification is often implicated in things like metastasis and therapy resistance.
Yeah.
So targeting the machinery that regulates the reading of the tag could be just as powerful as targeting the machinery that writes the tag. It opens up new avenues.
Makes sense.
Now, a quick note on limitations and, you know, future avenues. While we know CMD targets end up highly enriched in P-bodies and the decapping enzyme DCP2 is associated,
yeah,
the precise downstream mechanics of the degradation remain a bit elusive. We still don't definitively know if P-bodies are the true active decay sites for these specific transcripts, or if they are simply transient storage hubs, maybe waiting for a final signal to initiate demolition elsewhere.
Still some questions there.
Definitely. That remains an exciting area for ongoing research.
Okay, so the take-home message seems pretty clear. M6A is not just one thing. It's not a uniform stability mark.
Not at all.
Its location within the coding sequence transforms it into this highly efficient translation-coupled demolition signal called CMD.
And this intricate mechanism, regulated by the spatial constraints imposed by EJC placement, those sticky notes, and the fine-tuning influence of tRNA modifications,
Right. Provides
cells with remarkable speed and selectivity in controlling the availability of crucial transcripts. It's really quite elegant.
So this raises an important question for the future, doesn't it? When we consider developing therapeutics that stabilize or destabilize specific disease-related transcripts, how essential will it be to fully map and precisely target the translation dynamics caused by these CDS modifications, rather than just treating all M6A as one simple generalized signal?
That seems like it's going to be critical. Understanding that context dependency is key.
This episode was based on an open access article under the CC BY 4.0 license. You can find a direct link to the paper and the license in our episode description. If you enjoyed this, follow or subscribe in your podcast app and leave a 5-star rating. If you'd like to support our work, use the donation link in the description. Thanks for listening, and join us next time as we explore more science base by base.